إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Fussilat said, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and surely those who say our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and then they istiqamu, when they stand firm on this, on them the malaika will descend at the time of their death, saying, do not fear and do not be sad, do not grieve, but receive the glad tidings of Jannah which you have been promised. We have been your friends in this life of this world and are your friends in the hereafter. And therein, meaning in the hereafter, you shall have all that your inner selves, all that your nafs, all that your hearts desire, and therein you shall have all which you ask for. And this is a welcome from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oft forgiving, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the Fajr reminder a couple of days ago, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu are conditional upon our actions. There is no promise in the Quran which is unconditional. Something that Allah promised to give without any effort on our part, there is only one like that, and that is the promise of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. He did not say that you have to do something to die. You will die, period. No effort is required. Just be there long enough and you will die. Other than that, every other promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditional upon our actions. If you want Jannah, you have to do something. If you want Jahannam, you also have to do something. You will not get Jahannam for free either. And you will not get Jannah for free either. Both are promised as a result of actions. And that is why we need to think about our lives and see what our actions are and what does that show us. These actions are indicative of what? Are they indicative of Jannah or are they indicative of something else? In this ayat, Karima, in Surah Al-Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. The same words as in the earlier ayat of Surah Al-Ahqaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily those people who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, which means that this is their aqidah, this is their iman, this is what they believe in from the bottom of their hearts, and this is what they say and state, that only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَغِينَ. They do not make shirk, they do not join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not look for help from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not have all kinds of superstitions, and so on and so forth. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then they stand firm on this. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. This istiqamat is the number one thing that is required for success. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the opening surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us a dua. And what is that dua? Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Allah did not teach us a dua to ask for Jannah. Allah taught us a dua to ask for the path. And the path of istiqamat, and to ask for istiqamat. Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of guidance, the path of steadfastness, the path of righteousness, and the path therefore on which walked those people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His blessings. and not those who attracted the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or were misguided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when these people who have iman and yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as their Rabb, and who have istiqamah, who stand firm. See, the thing to understand here also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Allah is not talking about his uluhiyat. He is talking about his rububiyat. He is not talking about Allah as the ilah. La ilaha illallah. This is understood, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is talking about his rububiyat, which is his sifat and his quality and his attribute, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes and gives and protects and helps in every single way, in this dunya and akhirah. The reason why, in my understanding, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his rububiyat and not his uluhiyat is because people usually do not make mistakes with uluhiyat. I'm talking about Muslims. A Muslim will not go and actually, you know, worship an idol or something. He will not actually do that. Even those people who appear to do that, I do not think that it is their intention in their heart that whatever they are apparently worshipping is actually God. They are not saying that. So if somebody goes to, for example, goes to a dargah, goes to a qabr, to a mazar, and this person makes sajda there, or this person asks dua there, both of which are completely prohibited, he should not do that. This is not something that, you know, it amounts to shirk. But even at that, even somebody like that, he is not imagining or saying that this person in this qabr is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is not saying that. He is not saying this person is my creator. Right? So his action is shirk, and he must definitely not do that. That's a prohibited action. But he is not going there. So the issue is there is not uluhiyat. He is not saying this person in this qabr is my ilah instead of Allah. He is not saying this. Right? Nobody is saying that. I mean, that's crazy. If somebody thinks that a Muslim will do that, no way. Even though, as I am saying again and again and again, that action is haram. That action is prohibited. That action must not be done. Sujood is only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite that, the conflict there, the issue there is not uluhiyat. It's not the worship of Allah. What is the conflict? The conflict is that of rububiyat. The person, it's not an issue of ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina anamta alayhim. Right? It's not a question of iyaka na'budu, but a question of iyaka nasta'in. This is the difference between uluhiyat and rububiyat. He's not saying this is my ilah. He's saying that I need the help of this person in order to get something from Allah. So he goes to the qabr and he says, please make dua for me to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a child. I want to have children. So please make dua for me that Allah must give me a child. Now this is where, this is open shirk. To ask dua or help to make dua to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open shirk. But what he is doing there is this issue of the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the uluhiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. So people who are saying that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one I will ask for help from, not from any mazar, not from any maqam, not from any idol, not from any person, living or dead, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. And then this person stays on that, not for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. He stays on this for his whole life. Once he has decided, this is my way, he will be on this way. He will not go here and there, you know, wandering. One day he is here, one day he is there. No, it's the karma. Now, what will happen to this person? At the time of his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will be sent to them on the day, on the time, at the time of their death. And what will they come and do? They will say, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. they will say, do not have any fear and do not have any sadness, do not grieve. You are leaving the world and going. There is nobody on the face of the planet who can say that I will die without any fear and without any sadness unless the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes for him. Because no matter how pious and good and so on and so forth you might think you are, the fact remains that we are going into a world which we know nothing about. We have heard about this world, alhamdulillah, we believe in it. We have our iman on what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. So we are not doubting that. But have you seen Jannah? Have you seen Jahannam? Have you seen what is the situation in the qabr? Have you seen the day of judgment? We have not seen. So anyone, whoever it is, when he or she is facing death, they are going to be afraid. There is no one who is going to be without fear. Illa mashallah, illa except the one on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his rahmah. So this is the person for whom Allah is saying, I will send my malaika and they will say, don't fear. And there is no person in the world who will leave this world without some sense of sadness. No matter how small it is, you don't like to leave your family, you don't like to leave your friends and so on and so forth. Whoever it is, they will not say, I am very happy to leave this world and go. Again, illa mashallah, except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled their hearts with love for Him Jalla Jalaluhu and love for His meeting and who are disconnected from this world. For them it's a different thing. But the normal person, when they are leaving, they will have fear and they will have sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will send my malaika. They will say, Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. We have brought for you the bashara, the good news of Jannah, where you will have everything that you used to wish for. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. And we are your friends and we are your supporters and we are your protectors and we will be with you. We were this way for you in this dunya also, even though you could not see us. And we will continue with this in the akhirah. So you are not going alone from here, you are not being abandoned, you are being taken, you are being escorted and you are being taken from this world into the next world. Inshallah, more about that tomorrow. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatullah.